You are listening to Jaya Ashmore. You can find hundreds of meditations and talks on my websites, jayaashmore.org, jayaashmore.org, as well as opendharma.org, opendharma.org. All the recordings are offered in the tradition of generosity or dana, and your gifts are welcome. Thank you for listening. First of all, letting yourself be welcome as you are. And welcome in the contact with the ground. As if from way down there in the contact with the ground would be decided how your body will be on the ground, rather than from the head. Rather than from the known. As if a friendliness between ground and body would just leave room for some kind of intelligence to arrange the body on the ground in support of going deep. So your feet and knees are well supported, relaxed. The hips really arriving. The belly, backbone, arriving. The head arriving. Heavy. So that the neck is really relaxed as much as possible, with the head heavy. So that might need some rearrangement, shifting around. And feeling the arms almost as if they're made of air or something. Feeling, how are they now? How does that affect the rest of the body? And what is the movement, if any, that would like to happen? Just maybe the hand turning over, and how much that affects the body and mind. First of all, just physically, how that's different in the shoulder, the elbow, the chest, back. If the hand would be good on the ground, on the body, facing up, facing down. Just the delightful way that it makes such a difference. Slight changes in the position of the hand, one hand. And so with a feeling friendly with life, not uptight about trying to get it right. but just, maybe that hand would like to be on that hip. And how does that feel? What's the atmosphere in the mind that comes about? Having a hand on a knee or a hip or the ribcage, holding the other finger of the other hand or on the ground. And feeling how letting the body make small adjustments to be more planted. As if becoming part of the sea floor, sand with sand. Letting the energy of your mind also rest within the body, if you wish. So not like closing ourselves inside the body, but with all the doors open, the body as a kind of safe, quiet place for the energy of the mind to swim. But the whole ocean is still freely available. So not locked in. But diving into where maybe feels more like home or more interesting, more alive, more safe. And also just arriving within the body, letting the breath drop down into the hips, legs, feet. As if letting the head kind of open. Almost like a ripe fruit or seed pod just opening. Resting gently towards the back of the body, as if we could even lean a little bit back and a little bit down towards the lower back, the inner lower back. From here, allowing life experiences to come, not going out to meet them. Resting back and letting it be, letting it come. Letting the body more and more be just a wrinkle in the sand in the bottom of the ocean, part of the floor of the sea. Arriving in the breath for a while, if you wish. Resting back and feeling the pulls and the dropping with breathing. Pulling open, dropping down, happening by itself. And even our feeling of it happening by itself. Resting back. Clearly and briefly, just getting a sense of the quality of your thinking mind, as if you would glance outside, glance at the sky to notice what kind of weather is happening. Just very briefly getting the texture of the mind. If it feels full or busy or tired, just so simply. Is there lots of thinking, and what's the texture of the thinking? Continuing just resting back, receiving life, including the life of the breath. The texture or weather of the mind is also just happening. Not something that is your fault, but something that can be felt. It has its causes. And it's in flux. Like a cloud. It has a shape, and the shape is in motion. How interesting. That thinking that we thought was me has a life of its own. Resting back, if you wish. And just noticing honestly and briefly, again, like checking the weather, maybe by feeling the temperature and pressure of the air on your skin. How are you feeling? If possible, really opening that fruit of how are you feeling, not looking for the right answer. Not looking to contain or control it. And not making anything more of it than what it is. There is a state of mind, always. Just as there is a posture of body, always. Can we kind of be transparent enough to just receive that as not mine, a life movement, a life taste. And there are causes and factors for the way you feel being that shape, that taste. And what happens just resting back. Do we dare? And then feeling, if you wish, for what else is part of being a human, as you're still gradually arriving into this place, into this new group, this new evening. Maybe we can feel there is body, there is mind, there's feeling, there's sound, there's a sense of space around the body, within the body. And what else? There might be a feeling of being at the center of your experience, of being a me. Here I am, this is happening to me. This is what my mind is doing. That feeling of me may be coming and going like the sounds. And maybe there also is some kind of underlying sense of just aliveness. Almost as if holding us. As if you're resting on the palm of a big hand. An aliveness that's bigger than the beginning and ending of this body. And maybe something that's not a thing, kind of like a breeze flowing through and among all of our perceptions. Of just okayness. Some kind of creamy untouchedness. Okayness, maybe with a sense of humor. Or just a slight sense of spaciousness, but that you almost feel you could lean into. this is our life, not a rehearsal. This is it. Wherever we might have been trying to make meditation a place to get away from life, life meets us there and asks us to go deeper with more humor. Just as it is. If the mind is busy and reactive, we can feel the taste of that. And then we can play in different ways. One would be to really give the mind something else to do, like resting into the out-breath or the whole breath, and resting back, really receiving the whole breath or the out-breath as it happens. Resting to feel through reactivity in the mind to that fluid, direct experience of breath. Another way to play is to let the whole field of experience be wide open. Letting it be wild. Letting it be itself. And resting into a kind of softness or deep okayness that doesn't quite have a location and yet can give a place to rest, can teach us about resting, doing less, coming alive, being ourselves, not as the personality, but in some other way.